Here, Rav Moshe Bar-Yoimi is Simon Shin Tes, otherwise known as Tes Shin, Siv Hei, and then moving on to Shin Yud. Hadlo Shri Yel Lahatois Lanayar Dafka Bitsarach Laguf Hechavis Vakar. So that which it says that you're only allowed to go ahead and tilt the muksa off, and look at the Mishnah Brura. Hadlo Shari Sivka and Chavches Asho Cheyakai. We're talking about where he forgot and he left the thing on the item below, because the maniach, because he placed it there, harei achavis gufa nasis bosses umuktzu. Then we're not talking bechlal about this, because the chavis, let's say, under it would be a regular bosses, and it would be muktzu. You wouldn't be able to push the chavis that's below the muktzu in order to get the muktzu off, because the chavis itself would be a bosses ledavar aser. She says that which we said back to the Shulchan Aruch, that which we said is mutter to go ahead and, let's say, tilt the bottom item, the chavis, and knock off the muktzu above. Dafke b'tzarech l'gufa chavis v'akar. It's specifically where you need to use the chavis for whatever's inside it, the jug, right? The hakar, or the case with the pillow with the money that was forgot on top of it. Okay, you need to use the pillow to lie on it. Aval im tzarech l'mkayim ha'chavis. However, if you need the actual place where the barrel, the jug or the car or the pillow is, meaning you need the place below it, below his near, and it's not going to be sufficient to go ahead and knock it off the item, because since you need a place, you can't knock the muktzah item off, right? You can't go ahead, if you need a place of the bed, okay, you can't knock the muktzah item onto the bed. So therefore, you're going to have to go ahead, yachol ataltul on my heaven, in my mouth, you can take the chavis with the stone on top, or the pillow with the money on top, shalayim lefanos makomam, in order to clear out the place, v'cheinu l'kaman, we'll see coming up, in simin shin yud, sivkat l'chav tes, v'lo hispik lo, meaning the tzarech shiyelo, also a makomponi l'gamre, means that you need a place that's below this chavis and rock, or pillow and money, you need that place below it, so therefore you'd be able to go ahead and move the muktzah al yedei, the pillow or the chavis, because since you don't have a basis there, so in a situation where you can't tilt the muktzah off, either because, it's, as we said, it's inconvenient or it's impossible, that's not going to solve your problem because you need a place, then you'd be able to move it together with it. This is what's called tiltul min ha'tzad or al-yidei davar acher. We are now up to Simon Shin Yud, one of the most famous simonim in all of Hilchos Shabbos. This is the actual dinei muktzah b'Shabbos. They say, what do you mean dinei muktzah b'Shabbos? We've been dealing with dinei muktzah b'Shabbos for Simon Shin Ches and Shin Tes. That is true. But what is muktzah? Now, we discussed a little bit of muktzah with respect to a kli, and kli shemlach alisser, muktzah machas asar and kis, but now let's deal with other core items, such as food items. Aleph. Eitz shetolin bo dagim. Okay, so here we're going to deal with a kli. Eitz shetolin bo dagim. An eitz, it's a type of kli that they used to, like a piece of wood, but it was a kli that they used to hang fish on. Okay, that's what I guess the fishermen would keep the fish on it. Afal pishu mos, even though it's a shtickle gross, mutl taltalav. You could go ahead and you could move it. The kaimalon, the mutzah machmas nias, kiyo yishim on the shari. With respect to the halacha of muktzah machmas mias, we paskin, I don't know if you learned beitza, but we paskin like Rabbi Shimon, where it is mutter, definitely on Shabbos, we paskin like Rabbi Shimon, that a kli that becomes mos, that becomes gross, okay, is not going to be muktzah until it is, as we have seen earlier, becomes muktzah machmas chiseron kis. Okay, when it comes to a kli, only if you're not going to use it at all for any usage, such as muktzah machmas chiseron kis, will it become muktzah? Now, post can discuss situations where it's like most lagamre, so then it might very well, in fact it is, going to be muktzah. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura, Sifkat of Aleph, 8 Zeh, Havi Kli, Kevan Shemiyuchad, Litlos Dagin, says this piece of wood is actually a Kli, since it is designated to do what? To hold the fish on it. Elamishim the most, but since it is gross, why is it gross? The reichora, it reeks. Having Rabbi Yehuda muktzah machlasi. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's muktzah, based on the fact that it is mius, is ichi, disgusting, gross. Vanan kaimalon ke Rabbi Shimon dishari. And we hold like Rabbi Shimon, who says it is okay. It is okay. We now continue on. Ein shum. Ein shum ochel sifbeis. Ein shum ochel talush Haroi la'achila mukta l'shabbos. Now we're coming to the area, another machlokes, and once again we pass on like Rabbi Shimon, with respect to ochel, mukta, ein shem ochel talush, any food that is detached from the ground, meaning once a apple is off the tree, or a veggie out of the ground, that's haroi la'achila, none of those foods is mukta l'shabbos, period. Right, what do you mean? The tamarim ushkedim ushar peros ha'omdim l'sora. Let's say you have dates and nuts, right? Almonds ushar peros and any other fruit ha'omdim l'sora. You're going to sell mutar lechol mehem b'shabbos. You're allowed to go ahead and not only move them, you could eat them, which is even a more intense iser muktzah. According to some, achilas muktzah might be doraisa. Achilas muktzah might be doraisa, but so there's a Rashi like that. But for sure, eating and moving, if it was muktzah, would be asr. But this is not asr. Ah, if you remember, we had, in contrast, a kli that was designated for commerce. I tell you, someone who owns kelim that he's going to sell, we say that's muktzah machlas chisar and kis, because a person's not going to go ahead and play with his merchandise. So what do you mean? So yeah, you have the same thing. You have the same thing if you own a fruit store. You're not going to play with your merchandise. So the simple shot, an answer to this, is that the nature of a person is that he's going to forego financial gain if he needs to eat a little, if he needs to eat a cookie, or if he needs to eat a fig, if he needs to eat a date, if he needs to eat a fruit. Okay. So again, it's not so simple, but this is that's the most basic shot. So foods, even if they're omed l'schora, will not become mukta. Look at the Mishnah Brura on this. Ein shum ochel. The bedavar she'ein ochel. Because when you're talking about something, it doesn't have the status of ochel, nor a kli. After Rabbi Shimon, yesh mukta lefamim. Even going to Rabbi Shimon, there is sometimes muksa. Kegon, muksa machas kisaron kis by a kli. It's not an ochel. Ukemo shekasa simen shenches sif aleph. Bechein bedavar she'ein kli. And for sure, with things that are not a kli, and not an ochel, you have what's called mukta machmas gufo. It could go mos, like money, tzeros, stones, avonim, rocks, v'chayotze b'zeh. So these are all things that are mukta. But an ochel, by definition, the idea is, what's the opposite of something that's mukta? Something that's muchan. It has a usage from the start. So therefore, it's muchan and not mukta. Okay? And it doesn't even become mukta for a person's being makzeh with his das. Okay? Mukzah with his das, even though he plans to sell it or this or that, it's not going to make it mukzah because it has this ochel. Okay, sifkat and dal gimel talush. The bedavar shem mechubah about yom, because if it was still attached, right, from before Shabbos going into Shabbos, okay, gam kein kulei yom having mukzah. Everyone would agree that that's mukzah she'ein dai to lemeyadbo, because then this is a classic scenario of mukzah machmas iser where it's attached to the ground, so obviously your das is not on that item that is mechubar to the karka, so that would be muksa. We're saying once it's already detached and it already has the status of ochel, it's not going to be muksa, even sifkat and dal, even if it's l'schayra, even if it's merchandise, the af agav the oimdim l'schayra, even though it's projected and being used as merchandise to sell, daikta l'alayim, his das is still halachically considered on it, le'echol mehem mishayirza, kishayirza, to eat from them when he feels like it. Okay, we move on now to the Shulchan Aruch, continuing Vayter, v'afilu chitim shezaram b'karka, v'adayim lo hishrishu, and even wheat that you went ahead and you planted in the ground, v'adayim lo hishrishu, and it has yet to take root. They talk about how also probably there isn't dirt covering it, so you could just go and take it, okay? And it has yet to take root. So, in a certain sense, what do you do? You would doche et b'yadayim not to eat, but to create wheat. But the bottom line is, it's still a food. It's a seed, all right? And if it's a seed, it can be eaten. And therefore, look at the Mishnah Brura. Afilu chitin shezaram, da'af agav d'dechino b'yadayim, milishtamesh bahen, even though he cast it aside, even with his hands from usage, it's going to be muksa mikomakom, kevan, dechazyan, lelaktan, vilechol, since it is ready to go ahead and gather it up and eat it, it's not muksa, because you muksa bayin and shnei pratim, because this is the yisod. The only time a food is going to be muksa, as we're going to see coming up in the Shulchan Aruch, is if two things happen. Number one is dachinu biyadayim, where it's cast off with your hands, and lo chazu. It's not something that at that point of the entering into Shabbos, it is ready l'achila. This is what's called grogeres vitzimukim, which we'll see what that is soon enough. We'll see coming up at the end of the sif. We'll continue on back into the Shulchan Aruch. What's another example of something that's not going to be mutzah? Beitzim shetachas atarnagolas. And eggs, okay, that are under the hen, under the chicken. Also, you obviously put them there to hatch, but you might decide, I'm gonna go ahead and eat a nice egg, Rocky style. Crack it, shove it into there, boop, mipple taltalon. You'd be able to go ahead and, once again, move it. It's not going to be muksa, even though you would docha biyadai, even though you put it on there and you put a chicken over it. Okay, look at the Mishnah Berurah, sif katan vav bakarka, where you have the seed in the karka, vayim b'mir shikasa v'davka kishaloi yazraim adayim b'chusim b'yafar. It's talking about where these seeds are not covered with dirt. Because if you cover with dirt, then you have different issues in terms of taking them out. By in the common siman shinyan aleph sif chesim shabur sham sif kuf test zion. Okay, because again, if they took root, he's going to be chayiv for. That's something else. This is in terms of if the seeds were not yet covered. Okay, so what's the issue? The issue is he says here. The seeds would be, one says it would be, the seeds are going to be inaccessible. Of course, removing the dirt from upon them is going to be charisha in this case, because the dirt is on it. Okay, there could be other problems as well. The dirt itself might be mukta and you can't get to it. But again, we're talking about where the idea is that the seeds will put on the karka for planting. They're accessible, but you didn't have in mind to use them because you put them for planting. Even so, they're not going to be mukzah, and if you decide now on Shabbos you want to go ahead and you want to move those seeds, you can. Okay? Sipkatan Zayin, lo yishrishu, it didn't take root, because obviously yishrishu, if it took root, hayachayim yishum okadam gidula, then you're going to be chayim for katsira. Ripping something out from its gidula is another malacha of katsira. And of course it'll be mukzah, once it's a malacha of katsira, it's going to be mukzah too, but the ikar is you can't take it out because he'll be doing malacha d'oraisa of katsira. Sif katan ches ubeitzim tachas atarnagolas. What's the case of the beitzim under the chicky? But the lomar shahoshim atarnagolas, talking about where you put the adayim, the chicken on top of the eggs from before Shabbos, in order to go ahead and have the eggy hatch. Again, the reason why he's describing it that way, okay, is because number one is if it gave birth to the eggs on Shabbos, that's a little bit of a different story. Number two is he wants to give a case where he actually took the chicken and even actively covered the eggs with the chicken to have them hatch, it still would not become muksa. That is the case. We are moving now, April. V'chein tamarim ha-lekutim kogam bishulam. So too dates that you took before they ripened. V'kotzin osam b'salam. And you go ahead and you put them in baskets. V'him isbashlin me'alehen. And they go ahead and they ripen by themselves. Mutu lechom me'en kogam bishulam. You can eat them before they become ripe. What's the pshat? Look at the Shabruz and test. Before they come ripe, dafil shechnisim b'salim. Even if he actively took these non-ripe fruit and he put them in these baskets to become ripe, dain ikad ochelu achi. Some people eat not like fully ripe fruit. Mashenke begrogeres v'tzimukin. As opposed to we're going to see momentarily by grogeres v'tzimukin. Grogeres v'tzimukin. Listen to what happened by grogeres v'tzimukin. Look what he said. Kishenichan liyabshan. What happened to grogeres v'tzimukin? He puts them out on the roof or in the yard to dry out. It stays a while. Shuv einan ru'uyin la'achila. They're no longer going to be very la'achila because they go through a process of drying out. Like grogeres v'tzimukim, it's like dried figs and raisins. So you go up v'tzimukim, you go out and you put the grapes out. So biyadayim, you put it out to dry. In between the stage when it's a grape and it's a raisin, it's not really tichy. It's not really la'achila. So at that point, it's both dechiyah biyadayim and not really la'achila bein hashmashos. U'bevada yisichu da'ito mehem. Okay, they're not going to be ruin lachila until they yisyavshu. They're not going to be ruin lachila until they dry out. For sure, he's going to divert his attention from it. It's going to be a siach das. It's going to be mutza. Isa begemara didafel grozeres v'tzimukin. So specifically, grozeres v'tzimukin, right? Dried figs and raisins. Aval shar peros shel gag liyavshu. Other peros that you put on the gag, out on the roof or in the chater to dry out, ain't behem yishum mutza. It's not going to have a status of mutza. Why? Dehem chazin lachila av kol shiyasyavshu. Because those other ones don't get not really lachila in between. They're still edible in the stage from fresh to dry. Okay? But these, in between the process of fresh fruit to right? Fresh, moist fruit to dry fruit, they become, during Bein HaShmashos, they are inedible, and therefore it's both Dachi Biyadayim, you cast it aside with your hands, and Lo Chazu, and it's not Roi L'Achila, so then, Vada Yesiach Daito Mehem, his, for sure, cast aside with his Das, these are food, and therefore it's Muktzah. That's the only time it's going to be Muktzah, and that's what he says. Could continue on in the Shulchan Aruch, here Muktzah doesn't mean Muktzah. Here Muktzah, look at the Mishnah Berurah, Muktzah, Rechava Shacharei Abatim, it means the backyard is Kari Muktzah. Right? The backyard is what's called Muktzah. Even if he'd be eating from the fruit until it got dark, okay, and he left them over, v'henicha b'muktzah, and he left it there in the backyard, ohel on the back, and put it there liyabshan to dry, lasoso san tzimukin to make him raisins, afilu hachi shem muktzah aleh, and still it would have the status of muktzah. Why? Tahashka came in denicha liyabshan. Now, since he went ahead and he put it out there, okay, to dry out, asach daito minayu, his attention has been diverted from any use of it in the strongest way possible, which gives it the status of muktzah. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch, back to the Shulchan Aruch, that's what he says. Asurim b'shabes mishum muktzah, we also mishum muktzah shehen masrichos, they get gross, kodim sheyisyavshu, before they dry out. The kevan sheyodeya sheyasrichu, since he knows it's going to get gross, yisiyach daito, yisiyach daito mehem. And here's what the Mishnah said, even if he was eating some of them up until nightfall, since these that are going to be dried out are going to get gross on the way, he already projects for non-use, because he projects that they're going to get, it's going to become raisins, get gross, and kevan de'ika tarti, since it has both, the chinu biyadayim v'lo chazu, he cast it aside with his hands, physically, v'lo chazu, and it's not roi l'achila, havi muktzah, it's going to be muktzah, sipkam yadalev, havi muktzah, haynu afil b'tiltlu, that means even moving it, is going to be usher, not only eating it, they are like stones and dirt, they are muktzah. Ramah, so hagah, yesh onim v'ein achana shayach b'shel ein yehudi, v'afilu b'geres v'tzimukim shebi yadol mutarim. So there are those that say that the issue of something being mukhan versus muktzah doesn't apply to a non-Jew, and therefore by b'geres v'tzimukim, even if they goy, if a goy owned these raisins that were cast off by the goy to become raisins, it wouldn't be muktzah, because the goy doesn't have the whole inyan of something being mukhan and have to be prepared for Shabbos, and therefore we just look at the nature of the item itself, and therefore it's not going to be muktzah, because the dachiyah b'yadayim is irrelevant. After we look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sukkah on your days, or to Lomar, Gavashu, also be Yisrael, something that's also be Yisrael, Mishnah Diskatzai b'yashmash, because it becomes muktzah b'yashmashos, the lo huzman, and it wasn't designated for use from before, b'vod yom, b'ayinu Yehudi lo shayach zeh. Okay, by a non-Jew, it's not shayach. Deina ena Yehudi muktzah midaito. Muktzah midaito, because a non-Jew can't make something muktzah, and the food itself is by definition not muktzah. Became a Jew muchan ish echad. Once it's muchan for someone, namely even the guy, muchan lekol. It's muchan for everybody, including the Jew. Abal, he says, davar ha'asav yashmash mishum mechubar. However, let's say a guy owns a fruit that was attached to the ground, or mishum shayah bechuset seida, or you couldn't use it because it needed to be tracked. Utlasho. And you went ahead and you did ktsira on the fruit, right? Or the Ein Yehudi did it. Obviously, you can't do it. And the Ein Yehudi went in and plucked the fruit on Shabbos. Or the non-Jew went in and trapped it on Shabbos. So there, it's still going to be muktzah, even though it was owned by the non-Jew. Why? Even though it's owned by the non-Jew, everyone holds it's going to be muktzah. Why? Because definitionally, why is it muktzah? It's muktzah because it's usher to get to. So it doesn't make a difference whether it's owned by the Jew or not. The issue is where it has to do with the guy being makta it with his das, okay? So then the guy cannot make something into muktzah that's innately not muktzah like Rebbe Tzimukin. The same thing would be something that wasn't in the world. Doesn't make a difference if now it comes into the world and it becomes a guy's. It wasn't in the world before, so therefore, by definition, it wasn't mukhan. Sif katan yud gimel va'afilu grogros. Even grogros with Tzimukin. This is the Ramah, is going to not be mutzah accordingly if it's owned by the guy. Even though the Yehudi put it up
on the gag, Yom Liavshon, to dry out. And he went ahead and he cast it aside with his hands. The status of Muktzah is not going to get effective on it. However, Beis Meir says, not so simple. Since it's also, besides the fact that he went ahead, the guy, and he cast it aside, it also is not royal achila. So then, after Mishum Deni Yehudi Hu, no Sengdata Yozalda. So therefore, because it's a non-Jew, the Jew is going to go ahead and have more shaykhs to this fruit. It's going to be Mukhan to him? Impossible. Check out what he says there. The Agraz Sover and the Shulchan Aruch Harav Askins Gamkein Kehabes Meir. He holds like the base Meir. Therefore, he explains the Ma'irish Shulchan Aruch Tavka Begogeres Etzimukin the Chazib Lochazib. Therefore, he holds talking about, as we're going to see later on, Begogeres Etzimukin that is somewhat Roy, and in that case, the Pesach Shulchan Aruch Sham Demahani Hasmana. That's where Hasmana. That's where the das is critical, and in that case, with that pasuk akobol any yehudi by a non-Jew, afilu ilo hizmin, even if the non-Jew did not go ahead and designate it, it's going to be mahani, it's going to be good, it's not going to be muktzah. They know muktzah midaita because the non-Jew cannot go ahead and make it muktzah. Aval ilo chazu l'gamre. However, it's not chazu at all. The kind of land afilu hazmana lo mahani b'Yisrael. It's not really at all. Then even hazmana is not going to help by Yisrael. It's not going to be. It's not going to be muchan. But ze'ein nafkamina. There's no difference between a Jew and Yisrael, and a yehudi for a Jew and a non-Jew.